Hello. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. So, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
All right, thank you. What do you identify yourself in terms of gender?
Oh, male.
Male, all right, thank you. Would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
1970.
1970, all right, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your race?
54.
Your race.
Oh, African-American.
African-American, all right, thank you. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Oh, some college.
From college, all right, thank you. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power?
5.
All right, thank you. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
All right, thank you. So now if you could please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings, and a 5 is neutral. So the first person or role group is the Democratic Party.
5.
All right. What about the Republican Party?
5.
Kamala Harris.
5.
Attorney General Josh Stein.
5.
Donald Trump.
5.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
And Joe Biden.
5.
All right, thank you. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
All right, thank you. And I know it's, again, a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for House Representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
A Democrat.
100% or probably?
Probably.
Probably Democratic candidate. All right. So now, which of the following statements comes closest to your own opinion? Statement number one, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions on what impact my everyday life and most in voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Personal feelings.
The first statement?
Yeah.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. So now which one of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither of them is exactly it? Number one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Number two, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or number three, our government and political system will likely never work efficiently to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Number two.
All right, thank you. So, in general, do you feel positive or negative about the future of the country?
Positive.
What about the future of the planet?
You say what?
The future of the planet.
Positive.
And what about your own future?
Yeah, positive.
Positive? All right, thank you. So do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be the same amount?
Oh, easier.
Much easier or somewhat easier? I'm sorry?
What's my name?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi. So would it be much easier or somewhat easier?
Somewhat easier.
somewhat easier. I thank you. So thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, could you please indicate your two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections? And the list goes, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't have time to vote because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't know enough about the candidates, or it's too difficult for me to vote. I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
I don't like any of the candidates.
All right. All right. Would it be just that one, or do you want to choose another one as well?
Just that one.
Just that one? All right, thank you. So who do you think is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? The Democrats or racist politicians, MAGA Republicans, or all politicians?
Well, all politicians.
All politicians. All right, thank you. All right, so now I'm going to give you a small list of potential threats to democracy in America. And after each one, if you could please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale of 0 to 10. Where a 10 means very concerned, a 5 is neutral, and a 0 means not concerned at all. So the first one is increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Number 2.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Yes.
So how concerned does that make you? And keeping in mind 0 means not concerned at all, a 5 is neutral, and a 10 means very concerned.
Oh, 5, yeah.
All right. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an office capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
5.
Restricting the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
5.
All right, thank you. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
No, I don't think nothing wrong with that.
All right, so not concerned at all then?
No.
All right. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
5.
All right, thank you. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns. I'm sorry?
All right. Yeah. 5, neutral.
5, all right, thank you. Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
5.
And giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing its constitutionally protected free speech.
5.
All right, thank you. So how big of a problem would you say racial discrimination is in your community today? Like a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
Not a problem.
Not a problem. All right. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Somewhat.
I'm sorry?
Yes, somewhat.
All right. So would that be you personally or someone you might know?
Someone I might know.
Someone you might know. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a short list of statements that people say why you should vote for Democrats this November. And on a scale of 1 to 10, if you could please tell me how much each statement motivates you to vote for Democrats, where a 10 means that it extremely motivates you, a 0 means that it does not motivate you at all, and a 5 is neutral.
I have a question. Well, you say this is a paid, what'd you say at the beginning of the statement, this is a paid?
I said that, hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. And then I asked if you're registered to vote in North Carolina.